It's the radio station for the Santon community, 919. I'm Kula. Hope you are having a superb Saturday afternoon. Love hanging out with you as a broadcast from my home in Texas. And joining us on the show this week for part two of my interview now is immigration attorney, former Joburger, Karen Lee Pollock, who has a very special offer for 919 listeners that you'll hear at the end of this interview segment. Basically, she assists South Africans in various forms, from high net worth families to people wanting to start up businesses in the UA, students wanting to go over and study in the States, sponsoring family visas, looking for work visas. This is your go-to person. She has won many accolades throughout the USA, especially in the Dallas region as well. And she is sharing her expertise with us on the show this afternoon.
From Dallas to Joburg, it's Kula on 919.
Where your role comes into play when you're following up on cases that are taking a long time, perhaps, or where there's been an outcome that wasn't necessarily positive in terms of someone's favor. It's so valuable to have an immigration attorney on your side, because you can't just pick up the phone these days and call the USCIS to speak to a human being, which I found is a huge frustration for a lot of people.
It is. It's very frustrating. And as a lawyer, it's also very frustrating, is you can't pick up the phone. There is such a long process. It's a whole application within itself to get to talk to a person in USCIS. And that's why a lot of people are actually litigating matters, just so that they can get in front of the USCIS, where there have been extreme delays on their cases.
Yeah. So for South Africans who are looking at possibly looking for work overseas, what advice would you have for them in terms of preparing their paperwork? Or is it so specialized depending on the visa that it's impossible to answer such a general question?
It is a very general question. The type of visa will depend on the type of job. Mm-hmm. So, you know, different jobs, different visas have different requirements. For example, a lot of South Africans, you know, young South Africans will come over on a student visa, which has completely different requirements to somebody who's coming over as a farm worker on what's called an H-2A visa. In terms of finding jobs, for example, there are a lot of South Africans who are working temporarily in the United States as au pairs, nannies, and farm workers. And there are many agencies, you know, that you can Google that really will set you up with an employer. So let's say there is a farm worker in South Africa who wants to come over and do farm work in the United States. They can look for an agency that will match them with a farmer, and they will get an H-2A visa. And South Africans are extremely, extremely hardworking individuals. And often these farmers then say, we really like the way this person works, and we are willing to sponsor them for a green card. So those are some of the happy endings that we have.
Yes.
Similarly, people who want to come over as nannies or au pairs, there's agencies that can help them find work as an au pair. Otherwise, I'm more on the professional level. I just say it's networking. Go through Facebook, find the people you went to school with who used to live in South Africa, who now have businesses in America, and that is the best way for professionals to find jobs, just networking with people in your industry. LinkedIn can be valuable, but a lot of times people will say, well, we're not sponsoring for work authorization. We would hire you, but you need work authorization first. So that's why it's always helpful to network with people you know. Recently, we had a client who I asked, how did you get your job offer? And she said, I saw on Facebook someone I went to high school with 30 years ago, and I just contacted them, and you know, they were willing to help me. So I always say, for those people who are interested in coming over, now's not the time to be bashful. You know, go to your network and talk to people, even if you haven't spoken to them in years, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. And it definitely helps you to get into the American mindset as well, where people are a fair amount more assertive in the corporate world, I've seen here, than in South Africa, where people are more polite and reserved, and it may not be seen as being in good taste to just put yourself out there. It certainly is the way to go this side if you're hoping to get a foot in the door anywhere.
Right. And also another thing that we see is South Africans have a long resume of 10 pages with what their skills are, whether they're married, what their hobbies are. America does not care about that. They want a one-page resume explaining what your skill set is, and that's it. They're not allowed to know about your marital status, and they don't care about your hobbies. So please don't put those things on your resume.
That is very helpful info. It's fascinating how different the two countries are in terms of things like that. In terms of family immigration matters and sponsoring relatives' green cards, is that something that your firm also handles?
Yes. So our firm specializes in business, employment, family, and investment immigration. So under family, there are delays in certain categories. If you're marrying a U.S. citizen or permanent resident, the wait times are not as long as, for example, if you're sponsoring your sibling. Waiting for a sibling visa would be 15 years.
Oh, my goodness.
It is it's a long wait time for South Africans. And if South Africans think that's bad, if you were from the Philippines, the wait time is 25 years. So
wow. Okay. All right. I'd looked into the sibling one a few years ago for my own siblings just to see if we could get the process started. And back then it was 10 years. And they didn't really know about it. But now I'm kind of thinking
I would say 15 years at least.
Okay. Now, Karen Lee, your business recently expanded and you have an office in Florida as well. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, we recently, in June, opened up a branch in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Fort Lauderdale looks a lot like Sea Point. Cape Town has a special place in my heart, and I love the ocean. Also, in terms of business, Florida has a big contingency of South Americans who are coming in. So I always wanted to open an office there. I have two children. One is 21 and the other is 23. My son is in Arizona at college. Okay. And my daughter is at the University of Tel Aviv in Israel. Okay. So we are empty nesters, and we decided, well, we love the ocean. And so we have moved to Fort Lauderdale, although my main office is still in Dallas, and I commute between Dallas and Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's wonderful. It's good to have that beach lifestyle. It's nothing quite like it.
Yes, beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, Karen, I think we've covered everything here. Do you have any closing thoughts for people listening? Well, let's cover how they can get hold of you.
First of all, they can email me at info@pollockimmigration.com. And Pollock is spelled P-O-L-L-A-K. So that's info@pollockimmigration.com. Okay. Feel free to email me at any time. And if they mention your show, we're happy to schedule a complimentary call.
Oh, that's
for
fantastic.
Them, for your listeners. Our telephone number is 214-504-1227.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. We'll definitely post that on social media as well so that people are aware and can get hold of you to discuss various visa needs.
Sure, absolutely. We're happy to help them.
Great. Karen Lee, thank you so much for joining us on 919.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.